Let's introduce him. Started at the Turaway in Northwest London, Sunday, 10th of Adar Sheni, 13th of March. Harav Dayan Adona Shlita, David Adona Shlita, Inyone Sgula. This week's Torah has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Moras Esther Brocha Bas Reb Aryeh Aleh Shalom Reich Grosnas, whose Iyat site will be on Tuesday.
Firstly, good morning. I apologize. Even though it was advertised that I was speaking on Inyone Purim, I'll tell you what happened. I got a call from Josh Frankel on Thursday. Yes, we've got to go into print and we've got nobody for Sunday. Will you speak? So, okay, the Sibyl there is so desperate that, yes, what? Inyone Purim. I hadn't even thought of put any consideration at the time. It was just over the phone just before printing. But I didn't manage to put something together on Purim. But speaking about another Indian, I think it would also be an Indian of interest. So we'll share some thoughts. I'll start off with a story that happened to me many years ago. But it was something interesting. I was at a simcha, a Friday night Sheva Brachos, together with Reb Chaim Shmuel Lopian. Reb Chaim Shmuel Lopian was a Rosh Yeshiva in Sandlot Yeshiva, and he was a Gebabbis of God Rabbi Yisrael, because he wrote already on the Shmaitzer, those who know his Sefer Ravcha Shmaitzer. He wrote it before the Second World War. He had it askama for Reb Shimon Shkop and other Gedolei Yisrael. It was a very kosher. He eat the son of Reb Elie Lopian.
He was 18 years old when he wrote it.
Just hearing from one of our good members, Rav Rostas, he was 18 years old when he wrote it, and he got askama, was at the time very heavily used sefer at one period. In any case, what's it, I'm telling you this, I had it as a clear of being at the Sheva Brachos on a Friday night next to him. And everybody had their own clothes. I made a mighty. And I took the challah, I started cutting it, but I couldn't cut it properly, so I tore it off and dipped into the salt and made a bracha there at it. So Reb Chaim Shmuel said to me, you don't tear the challah on which you make the bracha of Amoitzi. Tell me, why not? I've got a knife, why don't you? No.
He
was far from it. You tired. So why not? She said, the covered of the challah that you make a mighty on. So okay, maybe as a bocha sort of looking at so what? No, you don't do such a thing. Covered of the challah. He must have seen the expression on my face, and he said, what do you mean? He says, the challah that you make the Birkas HaMoitzi on has got Moyadika power. It's used for such a kosher of a mitzvah. It's got a Moyadika power. It's got a power. What power? So he said, now they're a bit better manufactured. But at the time, these Shabbos candles, the wax candles, sometimes they started dripping. The wick would fall and they start dripping away the candle. For those who remember, there was a big job there to clean the candlesticks after that. He said, you take the challah that you made, you said the wick is hamoitzi on, and you put it next to the candle when the wick has fallen, you'll see the wick stands up and it starts burning normally again. So I just see a bone falls in the face. I did this, I consider a shock.
Are you allowed to do that?
Oh, that's exactly what I wanted to discuss. So I look at him, I'm so surprised. He said, I saw it many times by my father, that was Gabeli Lapin, HaKadosh Gabeli Lapin. I saw it many times by my father. So I thought to myself, maybe it's just Gabeli. Gabeli was a great Sayyid. Maybe it was his koyach, not the Khalid's koyach. But what's going on? So he says to me, it happened to me also quite a number of times. Oh, it was very surprising, but he told me that's the kedusha of the challah, and that is what happened. And I, the problem, that isn't it a shayla of kibri and avola? Because if you bring the fuel to the flame, it's avola. Or if you remove the fuel from the flame, it's kibri. It's extinguishing. Now, if it's lying on the, when it starts lying on the wax, the flame gets a very big flame. And if you're going to make it stand up, you're going to extinguish it. It's going to become a normal small flame again. It's burning along. How can you do such a thing on Shabbos? That is where I had the problem with it. I mentioned it to somebody, a Hasidic Shehid, and he sent in to me, he sent in a sefer, Divrei Yitzchak, which was written by one of the Gedolei Yisrael, who the Masham wrote many agoyis on that sefer. But I'd never heard of this whole idea, but he sent me in this, which says the following. Mashinagin ha'ilam b'leil Shabbos. Those have the meaning b'leil Shabbos. Kshepsilas ha'neig mishtal shel arsidoi. The wick starts falling on its side. U'miskalkil. Noyagin, what they do, l'niach k'negdei milechem ha'miyukah de Shabbos. They take from the challah that's miyukah for Shabbos. Was taken and then immediately, chayza lishmei t'munosei, it goes to its original state. And burns in a normal manner. Yeah, he said he wasn't a Hasid, but here he got a sefer. Then he continues, said that this is Darkei Ha'Moiri, and for also Lassus Cain, and it's forbidden to do so. Darkei Ha'Moiri is forbidden to do so. And then you shouldn't do it. And I've never tried it out. I don't have the character to get down like it. But I've never tried. Yeah, I don't know, yes or no. But in any case, he said it was Darkei Ha'Moiri. And I had a bigger problem. He seems to be not concerned about the Hilchos Shabbos element of it. And here there's a Hilchos Shabbos.
Shemayat, the whole Mishnah
about it. Yeah, Shemayat, the oil. So, and here you go and you take the color. I found it very strange. But then, not at the time, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Omud Aleph, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Aleph Omud Aleph says the following. He's speaking there about various things on Shabbos. It says that Leikoshin and the Choshim b'Shabbos. One is allowed to be loikish. If you're allowed to be loikish, that means to say certain words. I don't know what the words are because they want to tell you. On the Choshim, if you see a Nochosh, and you don't want the Nochosh there on Shabbos, it's going to disturb you. Not, that's a matter of danger of life and death. So you say certain words, and the Nochosh stops and can't move from its place. And then it's Malachas Seder. Because whenever you trap an animal that it can't move, it's Seder. And it says there in the Gemara, that Loikashim and Nakashim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make this Lachash, and the snake will get trapped there and then. It'll stop. And it's Mutter on Shabbos. And it's, you look in Shulchan Aruch, and you look at Shabbos. It's Simen Shin Kof Ches. It says clearly, Simen Shin Kof Ches, Sif Mem Hei, Loikashim and Nakashim v'Akrabim. You're allowed to be loikosh and nakosh and makabim, that they shouldn't be mazik. Ve'ein bekach mishum tzeida. And there is no tzeida. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avagaf daledei alachash, even if through your lachash, and your yochum loses min kaima, he can't budge, he can't move. At yenuka letofsoi. So it should be tzeida. Mikol mokim muta, de'ein zeh tzeida tivis. It's not the normal way of doing Seder. Since it's not the normal way, therefore it is mutter on Shabbos. So, well, that's absolutely great, because exactly the same, that you know, taking the challah and sort of causing kibbuy or avara is not the normal way of kibbuy and avara. So, there will be mutter on Shabbos. And so, yeah, that wasn't the problem. No different than that when you don't do malachas in the normal way.
It's different. It is
this is something spiritual and this is physical. We take the Shem and the Boya. So
I don't think any. I put your color there. It works by itself.
Yeah, this is spiritual. This is.
It's me. And here also, I see some words. And here also, I see some words, whatever it may be. I won't say abracadabra because it'd be the wrong thing. But I say some words, and it stops. And I say Lakash, and then the arrow stops. One of the same thing. That's Seder. That's Avora. Both Malacha Shabbos. And then I came across in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Perek Tazayin, Misaka Shabbos, Halacha Zayin. It speaks as the following. Rebudon Poras Geluse Al Gedisha Shinafra by the Lake. There was a fire got hold of a goddess of a haystack. And it's a loss of Shabbos. You can't do anything about it. You can't be called Shabbos even if there's a financial loss. So what did Rebudon do? He took off his coat, his whatever it was, his top baguette, he took off his coat, and he had a koyach, his coat, and v'eish bochum in a goddish. The minute his coat was put on the goddish, it made the fire run away. And it extinguished, the fire went out, it ran away from the goddish. The heidikite for the coat of Rebudon. Again, it's a Shabbos kodesh, and we can see that Shabbos kodesh, it doesn't matter if you do things through skula, through lachash, through whatever it may be, even though you're doing the malacha, we're not really bothered about it.
Normally we say even during the week it's a problem.
Pardon?
Normally we say it's a problem even during the week to do lachash, never mind the Shabbos.
Okay, they say dakeh moigi. When is the things dakeh moigi when not? That's... okay, I wasn't going to discuss what goes into Dark Emoji. I mean, that was the Marashi Belstein and Dark Emoji. Here was Mutter. You can see certain things do become Mutter. That's not always, when I said, oh, they're like Dorim, but that wasn't on the plan for today. And they won't allow me overtime. So let us maybe discuss slightly more. If there is other places where you've got this idea. Yeah, and here we've got something else that we all know. The Rosh in Avi Psochim in Siman Yud Gimel says the following: Rav Sholei Mimosa Bechasia, Sholei Mimosa Bechasia, Kosav Shetiknu Loima Tzidik Adin. We say Tzidkoska Tzedek on Shabbos Mincha. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu died at that time. But Gam Nagu, even further than that, there was a minig, says the Rosh, B'Shem this Reb Shalom, Shaloi Nikvaya Medrash, there's no learning between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos, that you don't learn. Why? Because the Cholchum Shemes Botim Edroshes Betalim says Moshe Rabbeinu died at that time, and he's like the Cholchum of the whole of Klal Yisrael, and we know Cholchum Shemes Mevatlin Beis Medroshai. So therefore, every Shabbos at that time there isn't learning. It's best, but not a learning time because Cholchum Shemes continues. Uminig Avisenu Toyoi, Uminig Avisenu Toyoi. That is what the Rosh quotes from Reb Shalom Mimosa Machasya. Continues the Rosh. Umar Shekosav, Shemes Reish Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem B'Shabbos. Then when he writes that Reish Rabbeinu died on Shabbos, Leisa, that's not correct. Diksiv, Ben Meo V'Eskim Shona Onoiki Ayoyim. Says, I'm 120 years old now. Udoshu Rabbi Seinu, Hayoyim Malu Yomayu Shnoisai. Today, Yomalu Yomai Shnaisai. It's good for last week's Ayin Ador, yeah? Yomalu Yomai Shnaisai. Vamrinon b'medrash Pashas Vayelech. And he says in the Medrash of Pashas Vayelech, Boi b'yoyim, on the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, Kosav Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah. He wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. Says the Rosh, U'b'Shabbos Seichu Yukaisav. It's not Shabbos of his life. Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mechal Shabbos. So B'Shabbos, hey, call your Kaisav. Yeah, V'oil Mukuch, B'Seda Oilam, he brings another idea. B'Eyam Shabbos Nifta. And he works out because Akha Pesach of Beis Nisra, he works out what Zayin Ador was. And he died on Eyam Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So why do we say tzidkoska then on Shabbos afternoon? He says because soon they're going on Shabbos, the Mesim go back to Gehenim. Over Shabbos there isn't Gehenim. So therefore we say tzidkoska tzedek for the general Mesim, not for because of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a rush. All a rush in Avi Pesachim. So the problem is, how can there be a suggestion that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos when the Medrash says that he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on that day? Is the Shlach HaKadosh brings it down, and the Shlach HaKadosh goes and answers that, you know what, he did it al Shbia Kulmus. Now it's through Hashbara V'Shem Hashem, and he calls the Kulmus a pen to write the Sifrei Torah. It wasn't that he was writing it, it was done through the Koyach of Hashem, whatever that may mean. I'm not acquainted with any of this, maybe the Tzibur is, but in any case, through Hashbara's Hashem, he managed to write these 13 Sifrei Torah
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos Kodesh. So we see, once again, when you do things on Shabbos Kodesh in the non-regular manner, it seems to be okay. I mean, whether the Rosh argues on that, and that's why I didn't answer that, or the Rosh held it wasn't, because there's a big shine that you could ask on this Shlach HaKadosh, that a Sefer Torah that is written through a Kulmus, not through man, isn't the proper Kesiva, is it a Kosher Sefer Torah? Where if you write a Sefer Torah some other method, even though you got the end result, it could well be it's not a Kosher Sefer Torah. Like the Briscoe said, the shaman of Nes Chanukah can't be shaman Zayas. If the shaman came on a day in Nes, then it wouldn't be shaman Zayas, even though you got the same quality, the same. Here also, you go to save a Torah through Ashbaz Kulmus. So I don't know whether it'd be okay.
Computers can write Sefer Torah.
Sorry.
But the Baruch himself is keep Shabbos. So how is it possible?
Okay, and that part again, I'm telling you, the Shlach HaKadosh says it was through Ashbaz Kulmus, and that is how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote.
Probably.
Yeah. But I don't know how, if man didn't write it, it's automated. You know, it's an automated Sefer Torah. So will it be a kosher Sefer? It's very interesting. But once again, I see from there that putting this color by the Neiros wouldn't be such a problem because Shabbos is of Kibri and Avar, because I see that all these places that it doesn't matter, that where it's not done in the regular Eifel. But the emphasis is that being another place where we've got it, something very interesting. By the Mon, it's written in Parashas Beshalach that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shabbos Hashem Bacha, Shabbos Hashem Bacha, as a Shetayfu, Eifu. Then when you go to bake, you should bake. As a Shetayfu, Vashnu, Bashaynu. Says Rashi, that the Omar LeKlal Yisrael, the Tom Klal Yisrael, that they're going to bake, and cook and bake on Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is going to be awesome. Shabbos is awesome to do it. And therefore you must prepare the mon, your food for Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. That's in Parashas Beshalach. You go along to Parashas Ba'alei Iskot. Go along to Parashas Ba'alei Iskot. There Rashi says, also on the mon, that lo yomad berechayim, you never to grind the mon, v'loy b'maducha, and not crush it with a pestle and a mortar, and a mishtana tamai, it changed its taste as if it was ground. Unamubisholim, as if it was cooked. In other words, with the mon, no work was to be done. You ate whatever the mon looked like, whatever material it was, and you just decided, this is what I would like to eat, or that's what I would like to eat. There is the taste there. And not only deciding the taste, you didn't have to do the procedure of cooking. Because you didn't have to grind it, you didn't have to do anything with it. It automatically had the taste, was that article that he wanted. So if you wanted to be a raw carrot, it tasted like a raw carrot. You want to taste like a cooked carrot, it'll taste like a cooked carrot. That was with the mon. So what does Rashi say earlier? What does the Torah say? That day of Shabbos, he didn't have to do any cooking. There was no baking, and there was no cooking with the mon. He didn't have his procedures done. Is this kasha is asked by the Bali Toysus Alatayla? Good kasha. Ours is the Bali Toysus. Agida of the Loshin. Kibin loyoye mishapik the tapshin. It didn't turn into a cooked food, into a good shalot. Ela aliday dibua, only through his dibba, choshev tikkun is considered a tikkun, and therefore it is awesome. So what did he say? He says here that where something is formed, where there's a tikkun on the article in not a normal manner, through a dibbo, through a makshava, he says, aliday dibua, it's also a Shabbos. And then Vashetefu Efu, Mishnu Bashenu, as you before Shabbos. So here I see a stira to all the riots that we brought till now, that it doesn't matter on Shabbos if you do things in the not regular manner. And why? So, the Chayyav is an open stira to that what we said, and therefore I've got a problem with this lamp business, not like the Marashmi Belzal Tzarkei Amoiri. But I've got the problem because it's Melach on Shabbos. The Melach on Shabbos, how is it mutter? Is, any of my Shah that I had, somebody came knocking on my door on a Friday night, just now, 1.5 years ago, came knocking on my door, a young man comes along and says that he forgot the light, he forgot to switch off the light in his bedroom. Shabbos, it was Friday night. What can he do? So I said, well, what do you want me to tell you? You can switch it up, I can't tell you that. No, he says, but I've got a phone, one of these phones, and it's if you say switch off, the lights should go off, then lights go off. So I don't need to do anything. I just need to say lights off and go off. So can I do that? It's lying in the bedroom. Can I do that? So I said, you know what? It's a big pity. You should have asked me, you should have brought me to your bedroom and asked me the shiner there. Then the lights would have gone off. So, but he didn't, you know, he came to my house. But here, it's the same shiner. It's through the dibbo, like with the man, it's through the dibbo, it goes off. Hey, can you do it? I said, definitely. I didn't tell him this, but I said, definitely not. Because the way of kibbui, of switching off the light, is through that is the way it's being done. That is the today's technology, is instead of switching a switch, I mean, molding inside, you couldn't switch a switch and extinguish a fire. You had to take a razor, you must have a clamp in ice. And that was it, that was avara. And today, that's the avara. So, except technology moved on, the kibbui is through the dibble. Maybe that is what the Baritoists are saying, that in the midbar, Bashar's the mom, the method of cooking, the method of changing was dibble. And if the method of changing was dibble, therefore it's a malacha. That is a malacha. That's what he's saying. Not that dibble becomes a malacha, and therefore all the other rice that we brought, that with dibbo you can do on Shabbos. I mean, the fushi gemara by tzedah, we pass it in halacha, aliday lachash. As we said, you can do tzedah. So that maybe that's different because that's not the norm. But at that time, that was perhaps the norm. And maybe, but I don't know. Better say compare in this case. But let me share with you another. The Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says that when they asked the Urim Betumim, how did it work? You had questions. There was the old Aleph Beis and the lights. We all know the ice is there was a shining. But how did it work? Says one man to Omar, two man to Omim. One man to Omar says in the Gemara that you know what happened when you asked. It says that ha'oisiyos hitstarfu. Not there was an aleph there, but he said the osius joined together. Now it wrote out the words. He wanted to ask a shayla to the Rebbetzin. Ha'osius it starfu, putting letters together. That is an oifen of kesiva, putting the letters together. And yet it says in the Gemara in Eruvin Memei that David was shayla b'urim b'tumim on Shabbos Kodesh. Now he was shayla b'urim b'tumim, he was causing kesiva. So I'd have thought maybe with Dibble, as we learned earlier, it wouldn't be a problem. Because I was showing the over to him, and even though he caused the ksiva, that ksiva wouldn't necessarily matter. But the other, if that's the derech you use the Urim V'Tumim, will that be called the derech of ksiva for the Urim V'Tumim? You can't be mechalek and say like this. In the midbar, the derech bishul was, there was no other bishul, was, because there was no derech bishul. Ksiva, there's a man of David HaMelech, ksiva was normal ksiva. Only with the Urim V'Tumim, the ksiva is different. Maybe that is not good enough to make it a ksiva, therefore it's mutar on Shabbos. There's a difference between the two.
Lechas Parshevis also, because he wants something should be written. Something is not Lechas Parshevis. He's got to have the letter. I want the Aleph on the Bais, whatever's written.
Yeah.
He's right. He just says it's the written message should come through.
Pardon?
His Machshava is the message.
Yeah, by Besha How? By the writing. By the writing. Yeah, but there's a how do I want the message through the Ksiva? I wouldn't be making it on that one. But or it could be, it could be, I was thinking that only by Achila, only by Melech's Tikkun. If there's time, I'll still speak about it. Let me maybe share one or two of the interesting places where we see this idea that things are Melocha, the opposite of what I said at the beginning, even if you're not doing a real Melocha. In Siman Tovka Vav, in Hilkos Vish Kaidish, it says that you're not Mekadesh the Levana on Yom Tov. If Kal Maitzei Shabbos, if Maitzei Shabbos is Kal Yom Tov, ain't Mekadesh the Maitzei Shabbos, Shekal Bo Yom Tov. You can't be Mekadesh, even though it's Maitzei Shabbos, you'd like to be Mekadesh the Levana, but if it's Yom Tov that night, you can't be Mekadesh the Levana. It's the Maril. Why not? Is the Be'er Heitiv brings down the Maril, and he says the following. First of all, he says, if you can't do it on Yom Tov, you can't do it on Shabbos. And the reason is, because it's Tchumin Lamalo, you can't go chutz on Shabbos. We mikabel pnei shkina. The shkina is the mala. Yesh tukumin the mala. So if we are going the mala, and therefore you can't be mikabel pnei shkina because mikabel tukumin. And there you can look it up in your Mishnah Berurah. Be'er Heitiv, Siv Gotten Hay in Siman Tov Kof Ches. That is the reason for it. Now, even if it is, and even if we somehow are rising up at that moment, but I don't think this is the normal way of traveling. And to go outside the tchum. And yet he says it's halacha, they're going outside the tchum on Shabbos. It shouldn't be an issa. He says, because yesh tchum in lamala, you know, that man doma, yesh tchum in lamala. Yesh tchum in lamala, ve'ein le'agbil, p'nei, shkina, ve'yom t'vei, v'shabbos, kutz v'tchum. Very hard to understand. And I'll just share another one. You know, there's plenty more to say on this in different areas, but I'll just share one more where you see in Hilchos Shabbos such a thing. And that is in the Kaf HaChaim, in Siman Reish Kaf Vav, we all know it's who coming up to Nissan, and in Nissan we say the bracha on the Ilonis. And you see it, the Ilonis. So the Kaf HaChaim brings there that from others that you don't bake the biggest Ilonis on Shabbos. Says the Kaf HaChaim, why not? Why shouldn't you make a big Ilonis on Shabbos? Says the Kaf HaChaim, what's the reason? Because Mishum Boiro, because of the Tzutzei Kedusha. Let me explain. He says that within the Peiros, there's whatever it may be, various the Tzutzei, and through the Bracha, we elevate and we bring out the Nitzitzei Kedusha of the Peiros. And through that is Melechus Boigel. We're selecting one part from the other. We're differentiating. And that goes into Melechus Boigel. So Fregach, that Melechus Boigel is Al Yedei Skula, is Al Yedei Lachash, or is it regular? It's definitely not a regular Boigel. And yet he says, that is a Melechus Boigel. And what should be the difference between the Lachash of the lakash of the nachash, which is mutter to do tzeda, because it's not done in the regular way. It's only done through an amira, which is mutter. Shin kof ches, quite clear. And this lakash through a bracha, that is not so. What should be the difference? Is the only answer I can give because it's pen and kazakh, that it could be similar to the clinic that we made earlier on. And that is like this. That the way normally of tzeda is doing proper tzeda. Avara, doing proper avara. That is the regular way. You do it with you do it through a lachash. You do it all, like we learned from the Yerushalmi, his beggar and such kedusha. You put the beggar there, the fire runs away. Okay? That's all not regular. In Boira, everything has its way of Boira. Some are with a sieve, some with whatever it may be. Whatever Boira may be, that is Boira. It could be the Boira for Nitzosus is only through a dibble. So there is really, that's the regular way of the Malacha. And therefore that will be also that type of article, its Boira is through that. And maybe that's why it is also. Won't answer me the Tchumin Lamaila, but at least it might answer that Kafakaim to some extent. Okay, this is all food for thought. And as I say, I apologize again, it wasn't over Purim in Yodim, but it's food for thought. And in Yitz Hashem, yeah. Give us some answers.